continuing our week-long coverage of the Zone in Zona. Our very own Alan Fee from KPUG is down in Arizona covering all the spring training happenings. By the way, spring training coverage this week brought to you by Walton Beverage Company, 100% locally owned Pepsi distributor serving Northwest Washington. They are now hiring. Head on over to waltonbeverage.com. Alan Fee is live now from Arizona. Alan, good morning. We had conversations yesterday about interviewing folks on and off the field, especially in the locker room situations. And I think I placed a bet of you would get three players by the end of the day. I think I ended up undershooting that a little bit. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a chance to talk to a lot of the players yesterday. In fact, we talked to five that we broadcast yesterday on the Zone. We just had a field day. We were like kids in a candy store. We had access to Cal Raleigh, who, of course, is very famous for the Mariner fans for jacking that home run that sent us into the playoffs 2 years ago when we went. We also had a chance to catch up with Bryce Miller, one of the five starting pitchers. The young kid is 25 years old who, if you remember, he made his debut on May 2nd of last year against Oakland, and he threw a perfect game through six innings. We sat down with him. It was kind of funny. We caught him off guard because I said, "Hey, Bryce, welcome to the program. I'm glad you're here. We were worried you weren't going to be here." And he's like, "What have you heard? What are you talking about?" And it's like, "Well, you were rumored to be traded. I mean, are you paying attention to what's going on out there?" Because he was such a valuable part of that team last year, and he emerged as the superstar pitcher. It's like, we got to lock this kid down. But if you remember, Deanna, and I know you've talked about this off the air, we had to get a bat. We had to get some offense going, and we were worried that we were going to have to sacrifice Bryce Miller or maybe Brian Wu to go do that, but they didn't. They were able to hang on to those pitchers. So we had a great conversation with Bryce about that. And we also talked to team captain J.P. Crawford. We're going to hear from him on KGMI at 8:20. But I want to focus in on Ty France this morning. Ty France is the first baseman who came to camp a lot thinner. I mean, there were some people that went, "Hey, Ty France isn't here." It's like, no, he's right over there. The funny thing about him is, you know, he's led the majors in getting hit by a pitch the last couple of years, and everyone's joking that he had to lose weight just so they wouldn't hit him anymore.
Oh, geez. Here, I'm going to play a little cut of that interview, if that's okay with you, Alan.
Yeah, in fact, we wanted to focus in on his dogs. Ty France has so much good stuff happening right now. You talk about good vibes only. Here's a guy, he's got a baby on the way, and we talked to him about his two golden retrievers.
All right, welcome back to the Zone. Ty France joins us. Man, you look awesome.
Thank you. A lot of hard work this offseason. You know, feeling good, excited to be here. Yeah, things have been going well, so.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, since you understand weight loss, is I'm 6'4 and full of thunder, man. How'd you do it?
I was just mainly just cleaning up my diet. You know, the workouts didn't change too much. There was a little more, you know, cardio involved, but not too much. It was just mainly cleaning up the diet, eating a lot more protein, and laying off the sweets.
There you go. That's a good tip right there. You've got a baby on the way, don't you?
Yeah. We're a couple weeks away. A
couple weeks. Are you nervous about that?
A little nervous, mostly anxious. My wife's back home in California, so I'm, you know, not able to be there with her and kind of just waiting for the call now.
That's super cool. I want to ask you one question about the baby. Do you know the baby's name yet, or do you know the gender?
We know the gender. We don't have a name picked out yet. We're still working on that. So it might be one of those things when he's born, we just see him and kind of give him a name from there.
Now, you got to give him a good baseball name just in case, right?
We're working on it. It's harder than you think.
Alan, that'd be a great name, right?
Yeah, you're only the 94th person to give me a suggestion on their name. So, yeah, we'll keep it in mind.
All right, Ty, talk to us about your golden retrievers. What are their names?
We have a four-and-a-half-year-old named Oakley and a two-year-old named Buddy. We got Oakley first, and she was just the perfect dog. So last spring training, almost a year ago, actually, Scott, him and his wife, they work with Oaken Dogs, a rescue out in Washington. And I saw a post on Instagram of a beautiful golden retriever. So I inquired about him. And fortunately, Scott was able to pull some strings for us. And we adopted Buddy last spring training. And he's been a great addition to the family. He's full of energy, just a crazy puppy. But they bring us such joy, and we're so lucky to have them.
We know
that's fantastic coming out from Ty France over there. And that man really loves his golden retrievers, you got to say.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about the baseball stuff. He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm serious about baseball, blah, 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 blah." then he lit up when we talked about his dogs and his wife. That was pretty cool.
He lit up like a golden retriever. He's like a golden retriever human. Have you ever heard that term before, Alan?
I have, and that's what we talked to him about after. Once we got off, he kept going on about that. Absolutely.
We'll hear more from J.P. Crawford as Alan Fee chats with him from KPUG. Alan, thanks so much. We'll chat again at 8:20 this morning.
Yes, we will, and I want to let you know that it's we're sitting poolside. That's the good news. The bad news is it's overcast, raining, and 50 degrees.
Gross. Hopefully that changes in about 90 minutes.